A new study of Alaska's 2,000 largest glaciers shows 99% of them are shrinking. The U.S. Geological Survey paper traces the evolution of the state's glaciers as far back as 10,000 years. The findings confirm global warming has greatly accelerated the rate of retreat. USGS scientist Bruce Molnia is the study's author. He says there are more than 50,000 glaciers in Alaska and only a dozen that are known to be advancing.
Almost all of them have several things going for them. They're all located very close to the Pacific Ocean moisture source. So even though there may be other glaciers in the same general location who are close to the Pacific Ocean, these, in addition to that, have extremely large high elevation accumulation areas. So they have the ability to accumulate a large amount of precipitation where it's cold enough for that snow to become converted to glacier ice. The further north you get away from the coastline, the drier it is, and we see a lot of glaciers that are truly moisture-starved. So they're not getting enough precipitation, even if the temperatures were cold enough to replenish them. And the state of Alaska has about 21 first-order weather stations throughout the state. When you look at the last 60 years of temperature records, there is almost a 4-degree Fahrenheit increase in temperature throughout the state. So that's having a major impact on why the greatest majority are retreating.
The study that you put together is quite comprehensive, dating back 10,000 years in some respects. What were some of the most surprising findings that you came across that you included in this study?
There is a substantial loss of glacier ice on the summit of Mount Wrangell. Now, Mount Wrangell isn't responding to climate. It's responding to an artifact of the 1964 earthquake. 64 earthquake caused almost a order of magnitude increase in the heat flow under Mount Wrangell. So there is this heat coming up from the crust of the earth that's caused the crater of Mount Wrangell to lose half of its glacier ice since 1964. Another one is that there are three glaciers in western Prince William Sound, all south-facing glaciers, Harvard to the west, Yale in the middle, and Mears to the east. Harvard and Mears are both advancing while Yale is retreating. They all come out of the Chugach Mountains, but they have distinctive characteristics that have resulted in their behavior being very, very different from their immediately adjacent neighbor.
And why is that?
Well, in that particular case, Yale is at a lower accumulation area and has a smaller percentage of its accumulation area at higher altitude than either Mears or Harvard. Also, it's probably got a wider valley, and it's immediately south-facing, so it probably has its own little microclimate where it's warmer than Mears is. Harvard, on the other hand, has the highest accumulation area of all of them and probably is nourished by a number of tributary glaciers that also accumulate glacier ice and snow at high elevations.
As you're well aware, this past summer was unusually cold and wet. How could that possibly affect glaciers in Alaska, or can it? Was it enough of a weather change to affect them?
It probably resulted in a reduced rate of melting, although there definitely was significant melting. I work with a group at Bering Glacier, and in the past, we would have up to 5 to 6 feet of melting during a typical normal, quote-unquote, summer. This year, it was about half that. And it occurred much later than previous years. In the higher accumulation areas, there probably is more snow remaining this year than any time in the last decade. This 1 year, though, is not going to be enough to have a major impact on changing the behavior of the glacier.
How many years of similar weather would it take to reverse the trend of retreat in glaciers?
It depends on the glacier size. Some glaciers, such as small hanging glaciers, it would take, you know, just a handful of years, 5 to 10 years, to see an appreciable change. Some glaciers, like the Bering, probably take 400 years of long-term buildup before you saw the terminus growing. Terminus being at sea level in an area where it's been retreating up to a third of a mile a year.
And how does this square with information about overall global warming? As a scientist, are you concerned that people may get confused or have doubts about scientific findings if there are reports pointing to warming and ice decline, but also a study that shows possible cooling?
The answer is yes. I have been following a number of the articles that reported on the release of this USGS professional paper. And some of them have had as many as 250 or 300 comments. And just reading the comments, you get everything from, see, global warming isn't real, to, yeah, but what does this really mean in terms of the big picture? And so it's clear that there's a lot of both confusion and misinformation that has circulated through the public. And, you know, depending on how the media displays the results of the study, they may either help to assuage concerns about whether this is a real long-term change or confuse the matter.
Bruce Molnia is a USGS scientist and an adjunct professor at UAF. Links to the report and pictures of glaciers can be found at our website, aprn.org.